Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. Andrew Gribble is here to fill us in on all the things happening on the Cleveland Browns mobile app. What is the latest?
Well, you know, the only thing missing this week from our standpoint was a game, because we had multiple press conferences. Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer. You know, Pettine got to talk a little bit about offseason workouts, but really, we were all wanting to hear about the draft, and both of those guys talked heavily about what's going to go on next week.
They did, but they're not giving away any of the secrets at this point right now.
This is all let's hide stuff, right? I mean, you're either going to give out misinformation, or Ray did, I thought, a great job of being able to be honest without trying to be too honest. You agree with that?
No, and then this is not a unique thing to Cleveland. I think if there's a GM out there that's giving out information, I still haven't found it yet. So it's a way of kind of letting people know maybe what the needs are with the Browns, and I think we all see what the roster is and kind of can fill in the blanks, but also kind of maybe putting a little bit of misinformation out there to kind of maybe skew the trade market a little bit. You know, he said that stuff does matter a little bit, but, you know, we're just getting a feel for where the Browns are, but really those decisions are going to be made that Thursday in the moment, in the heat of the battle.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about Ray in a second. I do want to talk about Mike Pettine, because Mike Pettine earlier this week was asked about the possibility of trading up in the first round to see maybe you get a quarterback. Here's what he had to say.
I think you never truly know till you get close. I think people naturally assume that we can be a part of it because of having the extra pick, maybe having a little bit more ammunition than some other teams would. But you know, it just makes for good filler material for you guys, good draft talk.
But you are still open to the option of trading up for Mariota?
Sure. Why not?
All right, that's the T-shirt of the week. Sure, why not? Because Ray said it, Mike Pettine said it. I mean, that's really kind of the theme you get the week before you go into a draft, guys.
You're just not going to really confirm or deny anything at this time of year. And I think as you watch the clip and you maybe read him say, sure, why not, that becomes a big story. But when you watch it, clearly it's that Mike Pettine sense of humor that makes you think that it's not the most realistic possibility. But again, anything is possible in draft night.
He's got that Cheshire Cat grin on. He's having a good time with it, having a good time with the media. And I thought Ray Farmer did a good job on Thursday when he said, basically, look, if you look at the starting lineups, if we had to trot him out there today, I'm fine on offense. I'm fine on defense. That gives me the freedom to take the best player on the board at 12, 19, 43 throughout the draft.
I think what's interesting, though, is specifically on defense. We look at that, you know, like Solomon said earlier, this defense is pretty loaded. But at the same time, where the Browns pick at number 12 and number 19, defense might make the most sense in this draft. That's why Danny Shelton keeps getting linked to the Browns. Those edge pass rushers. You know, Shane Ray was talked about as a potential top five pick, but he's starting to slide a little bit because some injury concerns. So maybe he falls in the Browns range. So even though this team is probably set up best right now on defense, that first round could have a defensive flavor to it.
And I'm fine with that. We're going to be dominant on defense and run the football. And if you get a nose tackle and you get another pass rusher, this defense could be literally top three in the NFL and compete to be the best overall because you're so good on the back end already.
All right, let me ask you guys the same question I asked Solomon. You've got two picks in the first round. They're two pretty good picks. Do you stand pat and just use 12 and 19, or are you trying to maneuver away with maybe some team on the West Coast that's really nice and they've got a thunderbolt through their helmet? Do you try to maneuver with them to try to maybe make a play for another quarterback or maybe something like that?
If Phillip Rivers wants to come to Cleveland and the Browns can pull it off, I'm fine with that. Let's go to the playoffs right now, and then you're grooming Johnny to take over for Phillip Rivers. But I think if I'm the Browns, I'm staying at 12 and 19 if the guy that I want at 12 is there. If there are three or four guys, five guys I want, I'm going to move from 12 back into, say, 14 to 18, try to pick up another second and have four picks in those first two rounds, because then you can get everything you want. You can get the running back if you want a running back. You can get the receiver, the edge rusher, the nose tackle, a tight end. Whatever you want to do, you can fill the top four needs on your board.
In terms of trades, this draft really hinges on the Tennessee Titans at number two, because, you know, there's a lot of teams that are maybe thinking about making that trade up to Marcus Mariota, and when you're trading up to that number two pick, it's going to cost a lot. It's probably going to cost your future first-round pick as well. But if Mariota is still on the board after two, then the cost goes down a little bit. Then it starts to be reasonable that two picks in the first round would be enough to move up and get him. But again, it just seems like such a more likely and probably boring scenario that he gets drafted by Tennessee at number two, and all this talk for months is just meaningless.
All right, let me throw this one little topic back into, because the Todd Gurley situation.
That's why I mentioned running back.
And you said that, and Mel Kiper said that. Are you buying that the Browns might actually be looking at a running back at 12, knowing what we went through last year with two promising young running backs on this team?
I love the Crow. I think the Crow is going to be fine. I think Terrence West is working very hard this offseason. I think the NFL has shown that if you have a good offensive line, which the Browns do, you can run the football no matter who is back there. I'm not a big believer in first-round running backs. That being said, if they think Todd Gurley is Adrian Peterson, and he's that good, this is a team that's going to run the football, I'd be okay with it. Not necessarily my philosophy. I'd rather see us get a wide receiver out there or help this defense. But I think it's possible that a guy like Gurley or Gordon could end up here.
Are you cooking what he's eating? That's my question.
Here's the problem with the Gurley situation, because the running back maybe is making a comeback in this year's draft. I saw Todd McShay's recent mock draft. He has Gurley going number six to the Jets, and because his knee is checked out. We saw what he did in college. Also, he can return kicks. So he's become kind of a valuable commodity, and he might even be out of the Browns' range. So, you know, you have 30 visits. You got to use them all, and I understand why you bring him in, even if you maybe
have no
interest.
And why you don't bring Mariota in, right? That's why you didn't bring him in, because you know everything, and you're not going to use a visit on him.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell worked with him. They know him as well as any team in the NFL.
All right, thank you very much. We'll check you out on ClevelandBrowns.com. Andrew Gribble doing a great job. Make sure you hit him on the mobile app as well. Look at you, Nathan. Bringing it to the house. All right, when we come back, we've got more of the Dog Pound Report right here on News Channel 5.
Coming up next on Dog Pound Report, a poignant social post of the week, our weekly predictions, and we tell you how to win tickets to the Browns draft party.